Greetings, listeners. I am the administrator or game master for this Crooked Atmosphere production. You are listening to the SCP Black Files podcast, our SCP the Tabletop RPG actual play podcast. Our cast this evening is Husky Wolf playing the role of Craig Beck Alden, Bad Rhino playing Duke Riker, and last but not least, Fisherman Murray playing Nork Ellison. Without further delays, let us begin. Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. This is the administrator speaking, and to start off today's session, I think we're going to go through a bit of a recap. So, for all my players, I want you to pick up one of your D8s and give that a real quick roll. I'll be joining you in this. This is adapted from a system known as the Mulligan Roll, used by the Drunks and Dragons podcast. And I've adapted it to a lower dice caliber that works better with the SCP Tabletop RPG dice system. So has everyone got that dice rolled for me?
Yes.
Yep.
Alright, yep. So we're going to start off by asking, did anyone roll a 1 or an 8?
I didn't.
No.
Alright, so what everyone roll?
5.
I rolled a 4.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 7.
Alright, so everyone else besides Rhino and myself are going to not have to roll again, but Rhino and myself are now going to take a second roll.
1d8?
Yes, 1d8. So I've rolled mine, just tell me what you got yours.
Okay, I got mine.
What did you get?
5.
Alright, so as you've rolled higher, I need you to recap what happened last session of our lovely little podcast.
Oh no. So, our good old pal Fisherman Murray Norick here jumped out of a window and impaled his face with a chair, got rushed to the hospital. Us and the mystery man are now meeting at, I believe, 5 at a...
Which mystery man?
The Mystery Man Foundation Man.
Don't we have a name for him? I think we've talked about his name.
I might have his
yes,
name.
Yes, I believe it's Agent Taylor.
Yes, that would be Agent Taylor.
I should actually remember that since that's actually my last name. But anyway.
Whoa, what is this?
But yeah, we're meeting him later. But first, we got some clothes to blend in a bit more. And we're going to find our buddy in the hospital, which we don't know is trying to drink fluids he shouldn't. And
when isn't he?
Yeah. So can't leave this man alone. Pretty much our plan. That's pretty much the quick recap of what's happening so far. Is us trying to skirt out and break and trying to figure out how to break him out without making a scene.
So I think with that lovely recap ended, I think it is time to get back into the action. I've been really mulling over this for the past 2 weeks now. Like, do I start with Fish? Or do I start with Husky and Rhino? And what I've finally gotten to is it makes more sense to start with Husky and Rhino. So the time is currently, if I've got this written down correctly, 4 o'clock.
We're already there, right?
At the correct.
End. Oh, yeah, we are.
We were in the waiting room.
So what you guys are sitting in the waiting room?
Well, I have a quick question.
Yep.
I remember we went up to the front desk and asked about Nork. I can't exactly remember what she told us. I'm pretty sure it was something like, wait and we'll talk to him, or is it like he's in critical condition and no one, there's no visitors, or? I can't remember.
It was, if I remember the words correctly, they are looking into getting you to it.
Gotcha. So, then, I'm looking at Husky and I'm like, okay, we'll just wait it out and see how long it takes them to get him out here. And yeah, I don't see if there's a way for us to not make a scene, then we should probably take that.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if we're going to get him out right now. We might just have to talk to him and figure out what's going on, because even if we go up there and we have him discharge himself, suddenly we have...
I have no clue what his condition is right now. He could just be bruised up. He might have just banged his head. We have no clue. It's like a little head injury. It's like, they don't know. That's just how he is.
He did fall into a construction site from 3 stories up? 2 stories up. So, I mean, if he got lucky, he might be fine.
I don't think he landed on anything, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait. They might just think he has a concussion. It's just like, no, he's his own unit. So we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. Well, if it is nasty, the only thing I'm worried about is who gets tacked with the hospital bill when we leave.
That's fair.
So I don't know if we're just going to walk him out right now. We might need to think this out a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll just wait so far. Because if anything's going to happen, if they need to get information from us, we can just either think about it or... why not? We'll call in while we're waiting, and we'll see what they want us to do, if they want us to give them any information, or just be like, fake name kind of stuff.
Yeah,
unless they drop some paperwork on us, then it's like, then one of us is going to have to, like, you know.
That's true. I think one of us should lead the conversation, and if we do go with a fake name, one of us gives a fake name. That way, if we have to sign something, the other person
doesn't reveal that their name was fake.
I just realized because
I was thinking they're probably going to give us documents to like need to write information down first, so that might expose us. And I'm like, what stops us from just writing down fake things and just leaving with them? And they're like, they didn't give us anything. This person doesn't exist, and it's like we're already gone.
Yeah. So if we have something that's a little more official, okay.
Can I get a real quick? I need a fake roll from one of you. Shock and call one of you two. Let us say Rhino.
How about we'll say Husky?
Nah, I just said.
I don't know if it's much better.
Is it better than one?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you okay? So then it doesn't matter.
I need this roll.
1 second. Exploding dice, sir.
Wow, that's already been a second.
16.
Mm-hmm. All right, continue on.
Sick. I hope that was good enough. Anyway, so that's the plan. I'm gonna radio in and see what they want us to do, and if anything, we can just forge and then get out of here if they bring him out.
Did his radio get repaired?
It didn't get repaired, did it?
No one's radios were currently working right now.
I probably pulled out my radio. I'm like, it's not making any sounds. Strange. Maybe they might need new batteries.
Yeah, I wasn't able to reach you earlier.
Oh, yeah. It did make some fuzzing and popping sounds when we went to that place. So, cool. Well, stay here. I'll go find a payphone.
All right.
I guess I'm going to try to find a payphone or something.
Yeah.
So we have Rhino just... Well, not Rhino. We have Mr. Riker walking out the building to look for a payphone.
Yes.
And we have Mr. Alden sitting in a waiting room.
I probably don't even know the main person, the head honcho for this... adventures number, so I have to call someone else I know and have to get through from them, like your secretary or whoever working on.
Yeah, he calls camp secretary.
Yeah, I have to go from one person to another. Well, before he actually asked this, and I said I carry card and cash.
I have cash as well.
I'm not heavy in cash, but it's like I have like probably like $50 and then cards.
I'd probably have, like, 300, because I don't have a card.
Gotcha. So, I'm just going to go on
Mr.
an adventure.
Mr. Moneybags, walking around with all this fiscal wealth, wielding it over
our heads.
Yeah, but my character probably has it in, like, just main, like, $20 and just ones.
All right. So, as you two are making this conversation, we're moving ahead a little in time, so... That conversation's taken as long as it has, just about 10 minutes now. So let us go to Fish.
Okay.
In the hospital room.
Here we go. So I'm sitting there. Let's see.
Nurses and doctors are out of the room at this point. You're sitting in this room, your safety glass of water in hand on the tray table.
So I'm sitting there in the bed, and
they have wheeled the sharp and dangerous implements out of the room. Yeah.
They also labeled your cup of water with a green sticker, so you knew that one was safe to drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have walked in with a bunch of labels.
Glorious.
Like, don't drink. Yeah. Drink.
I look down and observe. There's no blanket on me or anything, right? In this hospital bed?
No, there's probably a sheet, though.
Okay, do I see that I don't have my lab coat on still?
Yes.
Okay.
You're wearing medical gown at this point.
Okay. I like to call it, excuse me, nurse. No response? Is there no response, or...
After a few moments, someone enters the room.
Yes, I'm so terribly sorry to bother you, but it appears that my everything is missing. May I ask where my everything is?
We brought you here with everything you had on you.
Well, I'm not wearing it. Where is it?
We got your clothes bagged, so they're gonna go through the wash.
Oh.
Otherwise.
Great. I positively need my journal. It should be in my lab coat. Would you be a dear and fetch it for me?
I wasn't the one who picked up your clothes. I'm just doing rounds right now. Let me... Give me a sec. Steps out the room. Another couple minutes pass. Comes back. No lab coat.
I'm sorry. Now that I think about it, I don't remember wearing my... Oh no, this is absolutely... This is terrible. This is... Look, could you sit down for a minute? I think we need to have a talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now look,
What do you need, bud?
I don't...
Let's work together here.
I don't think... It's very hard to talk about things like this, but... Mm-hmm. That lab coat is extremely personal to me. And the contents of that journal are things I can't have anyone else seeing. So if that fell into the wrong hands, there could be a dilemma. I know it's terrible, but do you think that you could have someone, I don't care who, but maybe secure the area where I was found to see if my lab coat is lying around? Because I need that.
We'll see what we can do.
Doctor-patient confidentiality.
So the doctor's going to come in, and he's going to ask you a few more questions, all right?
Of course.
The nurse just steps out at this point.
Thank you. As they walk out.
So doctor comes in.
Ah, hello, doctor.
Hello. Hello there.
How goes your day?
Yeah, swimmingly. So I've heard of a bit of a dilemma. So you are looking for a piece of clothing, correct?
Yes, and all the things in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have pretty much everything I own in there. It's kind of like...
So I want to confirm you were looking for a journal, correct?
Yes, my journal specifically, which is in my lab coat. I have a ton of sensitive materials in there.
Mm-hmm. And you said there were... What was your word? What is so important about the journal?
Let's see. What is a good way to put this? Think of it like... a form of stress relief. Things like that's kind of one way I use it. If that's one of the reasons it's so important to me. There's also a bunch of information I can't have leaking out that relates to my personal life and other things, of course. Without it, I don't feel safe, and I get a little unnerved very easily.
So you and I are gonna need to go through a bit of a test. We're gonna take you to a room to get a MRI. Make sense?
Okay. Here, let me get up. I completely ignore the fact that they said my legs are broken. I try to get out onto my legs.
Whoa! Stay in the bed. We're gonna have a wheelchair brought in.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was just gonna try to get some exercise. You know, they say that the body needs like an hour of exercise or something like that each day. I don't know. I don't pay good attention.
You're gonna need to rest for a little bit. Your feet are broken. You broke some of your bones in your toes.
Yes, but I still need exercise. And
you're not going to be able to walk for the next couple days.
My legs will be fine. I'll walk it off.
Well, not a couple days is probably even too short. It's going to be a couple weeks till those get back into place.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting hypothesis, but I'd have to test that.
I'm a scientist, you see. Yep. Kind of a doctor myself.
We're gonna still have you take a ride in a wheelchair.
You know, I'll
just for safety's sake.
Okay.
How about we have you walk the final few feet to the MRI machine when we get to the room?
Okay. Sure. You know what? You seem well qualified. Your voice kind of reminds me a little bit of my father, so I seem to trust you.
All right.
Well, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. How do I put it? Your voice is a little. It's
just
a bit more.
Take a seat. At this point, it's kind of fading in and out in your head. It's kind of as the moments pass. It just kind of comes through quick, and you're in a room. Laying down on a MRI machine. Okay. A couple minutes later, you're back up. After some basic, not a couple minutes, like maybe half hour, 45 minutes later, you're up, back moving.
Okay. I lift my head up. Am I still in the MRI room?
You're in the room, but you're getting there. So a attendant has brought in the wheelchair so you can get back in it.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I know that y'all say I injured myself, but I'm just... Mm-hmm. My consciousness appears to be a little bit, not stable right now. Is there some kind of medicine you're giving me through the IV that has this side effect?
No. We're checking for some stuff right now. Currently... I need to talk to your doctor a bit more. Dr. Jones. That was the man you were just speaking to a bit ago.
Oh, remember? Jones. Yes, he sounds like a deformed version of my father.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Jones is going to possibly write a little prescription that's going to help with your problem you're having right now.
Which one? I have a lot.
So, you're going to get a ketapine prescription.
A what?
Ketapine.
Okay, ketapine.
Ketapine, yes.
Yes. What is that for? Which one? Which issue?
So it's an antipsychotic that's going to help make sure all your ducks are in a row.
I'm not too sure. I think it'll make it worse. I've tried others before.
Just give it a try. That's all we need.
Okay, just don't blame me if they get worse and I start... acting more weird.
So, we're gonna get you some pills in a little bit, and when you have your lunch in a couple minutes here. Your dinner in a couple minutes here.
Okay. Did y'all send someone out to find my lab coat? Please, it's crucial to me.
Don't worry about it. Let's get you some food.
I don't think you understand. That's all I'm worried about.
I need you to calm down, sir.
Well, it's very hard whenever I'm being ignored.
Let's calm down, sir.
I would say I'm not yelling. I'm trying to calm down, but like I said, here, you know what? Here.
So, at this point, they are going to make a countered roll against you.
Okay.
They're trying to roll empathy.
Empathy. Okay.
So, this is going to be their empathy against your self-control.
Oh, my self-control. Okay.
Willpower.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, this is a countered roll, so whatever they roll is what you're rolling against.
Okay.
Tell me when you've got your roll finished.
I rolled a 9.
So they did succeed in this roll.
Okay.
So you find yourself calming down again.
Oh, I'm suddenly calming down. Oh, well, fair enough.
No, it's not sudden. It's a progressive calm down as they're talking. Calm down. I need you to calm down. Listen to my voice.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. Please continue.
Breathe with me. Breathe with me.
I'm breathing.
All right. So I'm going to need you to take a seat.
Of course I'm sitting down. There's nothing I can do about sitting down.
You're still on the medical bed. You wanted to give it a try, taking a few steps. Please feel free to try. I'm here to help.
Okay.
So he comes to your side. He's kind of got a hand up. He puts a hand on each of your shoulders as you begin to stand up.
Okay. So
you start standing up. So are you trying your hardest to walk? That is what I'm going to ask here.
Yes, I don't want to look weak in front of the doctors.
So then this is going to be an endurance roll.
Okay.
It's going to start out at a lower DC. In this case, it's going to be starting at a DC 14. And as you progressively try to move, it's going to increase.
Okay.
Endurance is a health roll, and it's under the abilities tab.
Okay. So, I rolled a 15, but I did roll a 1 on one of mine, so it goes straight down to 14.
Mm-hmm. So you did succeed the first check with any decimals you have.
Yeah. I don't have any in endurance. So doesn't that mean I roll a d6 to add 1 to the modifier? Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, you will have succeeded the check. Even if it is a close success, you've still succeeded the check.
Okay.
But that will be your new endurance modifier as well.
Yeah. Yes. So as you're making your way to your chair, we've got a little bit of time ahead of the other group.
Okay.
You're taking your first step out of the bed. You're standing up cleanly.
So how badly does it hurt?
So as you step, there is a seizure of pain. Not a seizure. A splitting pain going down from the front of your foot all the way to the back, reaching up some way through your leg.
I like to imagine, like, as I'm yelping in pain, I'm trying to, like, disguise it. Like, oh, it feels so great to stretch my legs after so long.
All right. Let's... A few more steps here. A few more steps.
Yes, of course.
All right, roll one more time for me.
Okay.
So it's going to be a 16. Let's say, just... So, as you're getting that roll...
That is a 14.6, so I guess I just barely fail it.
No, that's not just barely. So So you're taking your next step, and at this point, your left leg entirely gives out in just in a throbbing pain. So if you know the 1 to 10 scale, like the actual representations, your left leg is currently feeling like an 8.
Oh. Ouch.
It is hard to focus on anything else besides that pain in your left leg.
Okay.
But as you're falling down, the nurse quickly latches onto your arms and quickly sits you down in the chair. Breathe.
Okay. I'm breathing.
That's why we're trying to get you to not walk on it. It's going to hurt for a while.
I just have to keep trying to walk it off. I can't.
You're going to have to stay for a little while. We're going to be getting you a brace for both of your feet and a set of crutches for a little while on after you've done some wheelchair time. should be clear to start walking again in a few weeks.
Okay, but if I'm going to calm down and cooperate, I really need my belongings. Could you please send someone to get them?
We're working on it.
Could
please just sit back down in the we're going to get you sat back down on your bed.
Okay.
And we're going to work from there.
Well, I'm sitting down. I'm going to cooperate. Just could you at least let me know what the progress is so far? Have y'all even sent someone out?
We're currently collecting your stuff from the cleaning stations.
Okay.
After that, look around. See if anything was left with the ambulance group.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit back in the chair and just try to cooperate with what they're telling me to do.
So you're wheeled back in your room, and it's probably about 5:15 at this point, with all the time moving through the hospital and all that.
Okay.
And a small plate of food is brought into you.
Okay.
I think now it is time for us to go to break. Thank you all for listening to the first part of this episode. And we're back, folks. Welcome back to the second half of episode 8 of the SCP Black Files podcast. We've just got off of Norik being prescribed antipsychotics. Gripping hospital combat of Norik versus a nurse who's trying to help
him. Honestly, is anyone surprised?
I'm at the edge of my seat.
Yes, honestly. I wasn't expecting this today. This was not at all what I had planned. But a brain MRI? Moving on to antipsychotic medications? I'm willing to see where this goes.
This is looking to shape up into a breakout instead of a simple hospital visit.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning on. Hopefully his medical coverage is good.
Yeah, well,
so you do have medical insurance, don't you?
It depends, I think, if the
military provided to you, right?
But is he a soldier or is he more of a contractor? It's a completely different game.
Well,
we have health insurance.
If he's a military contractor, then I think
the company he contracts out of would have provided the health insurance.
Yeah.
Angie, what branch of the government my character works for? Like, that's his full-time position, so I'll let you decide what their insurance they give out is.
What is the insurance policy for that region?
Let's leave it at that.
Sounds fine. All right. So, $50,000 in health insurance debt. Who cares? Simple enough. All right. Never mind that, though. Back to serious business.
Okay.
We travel back 40 minutes in time back to... No, a bit more than 40. Just about 40. 40 minutes in time to Rhino stepping out to a... Rhino's character, Riker, stepping out to a payphone. So you're dialing someone up. We'll say ambiguously you're calling into command. You get routed through after some identifier talk. You're talking to who you need to.
Yeah, trying to somehow be like... So, how do we know this is you? Because you are just straight up call. I'm like, am I supposed to send my card through the phone? How else do I know this number?
Usually it's a memorized piece of information. So we leave it ambiguous. Make sense?
Yes.
Easy enough. So, you're on the phone with the regional commander.
So, we ran into some sort of an issue.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
So... I don't know exactly what happened. All I know is it ended with Norik Elson jumping out of a second-story window.
Why were you even in buildings?
You were
expressly ordered to keep a scene over the area.
Yeah, so we were investigating this one building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how or why he jumped out the window, but he did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, the problem was, is there
Be
are...
Be happy you're in the field already.
Yep. So, this wasn't my plan. I'm just saying that out there. But he...
I don't care whose plan it was. You went along with it.
I found out about... How long ago was this?
How long ago? This was less than 3 hours ago.
I'm like, hold probably on. I look at my watch.
Probably about an hour ago.
So I found out that he was in this building about 3.5 hours ago. And now he's in the hospital.
You found out he was in the building an hour ago. He jumped out the building while you were in the building.
Oh, okay. I found out he was in the building an hour ago. And he jumped out of the building when I went to retrieve him. And now he got picked up by an ambulance because it was in public.
So we've got
a potential breach of information.
Why is this my job? All right. God damn it. You're making this right. You're making this right, or else it's your head on the block.
My job's to find and send off information, and your job's
you're
to deal
with it. Making this right.
I'm really glad I didn't make that call now.
Now, the options are we can get him out. The other option is we can somehow do some sort of... Because they're going to ask for information. That's a given. Or we can just forge some information and then leave before they have a chance to check it. They
contractor
are...
hell.
Yeah, third I know party. How you're feeling.
He's a... Oh, my God. All right. I don't even...
And
you immediately hear... You just hear... Wham, wham, wham. Three slams. Then he just kind of... All right.
I'm just like... I just have like my like hand over my...
You're going to stay on the line. I don't care how many... How much this costs you. You're staying on this phone line for another moment while I go do some digging.
Of course. I'm doing that, I'm just starting to add things like, we went to ask the front desk to see if we can get him out, but apparently
Shut
his
up.
Injuries are severe enough.
Shut but... up. Jesus Christ. No questions were asked. I know we've been running a bit fast and loose. I think you'd ask questions before going into buildings. Because you and I both know the situation's crap.
Quick question. Does this guy know anything about the Foundation or anything? Or anything to do with me?
Well, that would require you to know him to some capacity to know that.
I was wondering, since he's the more guy in charge of like the managing the... Whatever, if I would know that this is something I could be like, oh yeah, we found someone, a point of information, or...
You don't know. That's your call to make.
Okay,
so I'd make your decision quick.
Yeah, so when this guy is not being all sassy and upset...
Sassy and upset as one of the people under his command has just fractured both of... his feet.
Yeah, but I didn't fracture both my feet. I figured this out an hour ago.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, probably about 40 minutes ago.
So, I think we're gonna pan back to, back to, Alden in the waiting room.
Just in case this, conversation goes, just in the background... I'm not going to say that he's a part of the Foundation. I'm just going to say I found someone investigating the same exact thing and that they have information and want to meet up.
So at least one
good thing came out of the pile of shit.
Don't worry about it. All right, so Husk. Probably a couple minutes after Rhino has left to start this phone call, a desk attendant calls you back over.
My man in the weird clothes, please come up to the front desk. Please come up to the front desk.
I get up, kind of look over to the door like, nah, he's fine. And then I'll go over to the desk.
So, bit of news on your compatriot. So, you were
Just want to confirm, Mr. Norik Ellison?
Ellison.
Ellison, all right. Yeah, it looks like he's being brought in for an MRI. So you're
Was gonna, there you're gonna, something you're gonna have to wait found?
More. You're going to have to wait a bit longer.
Why are they running an MRI?
Can't quite say. I'm here. And that's the information I got. He looks to be busy. And visitor hours close in about 2 hours. Best hope that MRI runs quick. Because unless you're direct family, we can't have you in the room outside of visitor.
I'm going to go talk to my friend real quick, and I'm going to go out the door.
So you're walking outside the hospital, sliding doors, pull open. You see Riker standing next to a payphone. You might see him flinch after a couple moments. You hear a loud noise exit the receiver.
I was like leaning against the wall, you just hear me getting chewed out.
I think in this moment, I kind of just stop and think about the past hour. And how wrong things have gone and the situation we're in. It's like, Duke is just over there getting himself chewed out. I'm gonna have to go tell him that we now need to maybe break into the hospital or figure something out. Like, just everything is going wrong. It's just like a moment of, like, if I sit here, it's just a little bit peaceful and I can think. But I go over there. So the situation's gotten a little bit worse.
One moment. I'm gonna roll a quick perception check.
Don't tell me he heard that. Right after he says that, I put the phone on my chest. I'm like, don't say that to me.
One moment. I need to roll an exploding die real quick.
I don't know. Put the phone on my chest. I'm just like, don't say anything to me right now, man. Give me 10 minutes.
If I could, I would.
I just want to confirm, you're speaking in your standard speaking voice when you said that?
I would be quieter so no bystanders could hear us, but probably loud enough that I could make it to the phone.
Alrighty, so you just hear, as soon as the phone reaches Riker's chest, you just hear a muffled, and that
we will make it right or it's our heads. We summed it up.
This is a bit more than your phone still at your chest. This is a skill.
I put it back
to
my ear.
Do you want to get that?
I put it back to my ear.
Idiot. Jesus Christ.
Then I already tell him about the information.
I will castrate you myself when you get back.
That requires you to not sit at your desk.
Oh, I did feel... Try me.
Sorry to interrupt whatever's going on. I understand everything here is very important. Norik is scheduled for an MRI.
I think we need to get this through. He's talking on a payphone.
Yeah.
This isn't a phone on speakerphone.
No, I know, but like, I assume he's honestly yelling loud enough that I could still hear the commander. And so I'm just like, you know, sorry to interrupt whatever's going on at the very moment, but yeah, we have 2 hours until visitor hours close, and Norik is now scheduled for an MRI.
All right.
So if we want to talk to him tonight, we might need to figure something else out.
Well, that seems like your problem to solve now, if this is how you're operating.
Well, I'm not going to throw $50,000 on someone who jumped out of Windows MRI, so we're going to go deal with this now.
What'd you say? He's on his way to an MRI? in an MRI? Because it sounds like that.
He said he's scheduled
already...
for an MRI. MRI.
Sounds like that at this check moment. Might have already just sailed.
So did they say that he's going into an MRI? He's scheduled for an MRI, or he's in the middle of an MRI? I'm talking to Greg.
I believe it was. I don't know. She was really unclear. I mean, that secretary is nasty. I mean, I think he's probably scheduled for one, because I think she just got the notice on her desk, and it was just, this person is going, and she was very unhelpful.
Okay, well, if that's all you gotta say, I'm gonna go deal with this.
Well, maybe we should think about this, because we can't get further than that waiting room right now.
If the
so
dude on the
say,
phone is...
what do you mean you're gonna take care of this? I can still hear you.
When I was saying that I'm gonna go deal with this, I'm talking to him. The guy on the phone.
Okay. Alright, like, you're gonna deal with this. How?
Well, first off, I'm gonna try to get him out of an MRI.
That ship has sailed. Who knows? Might save your friend there from making more stupid decisions.
That's
like
fair.
Jumping out a window. I don't know about you.
That's fair enough. Well, we'll just have to either get him out now or forge paperwork, or we can just leave him in the hospital, so...
Just straight up leaves him in the hospital room.
Yeah, we could just leave him there, and it's like, where's everyone coming? And he's just there in the hospital. That's where his story ends until he reconvenes with us.
That'd be a way and a half.
Just like, I have to play as an alternate character for 3 months of the story.
Oh no. Who knows? Maybe in the future.
Oh no.
All right, let's keep Mitch.
Yeah, so what's our... Has he hung up the phone now?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, yep, well... I wouldn't be looking forward to the paperwork, and I'm gonna hang up. And then I'm gonna go to Husky or Craig and be like, well, here's my first plan of action. He doesn't have insurance or any liquid assets. They ain't gonna want to run an MRI on someone that liable. So
no, it is not known if he has insurance yet. Let's be very specific.
No, that's my story. I'm gonna sell.
Oh.
Either interesting.
Even if they don't believe me, it's like, well, we'll have to ask him, because if they doesn't, then we're gonna be losing a bit of money, so that's my idea. And
my only worry is that maybe within an hour, you know, we could have gone in there before Norik did too much damage. How much do you think he's going to run his mouth in the next hour and a half?
Not as much to add to be like a big danger, but too much nonetheless.
I'm just saying maybe we should account for a little bit of Norik here. Let's just assume that the doctors are not going to want him to leave. Like, for whatever reason. I mean, he probably broke something, but let's just assume that having him discharge himself is a little difficult.
My initial plan is to try to get him to release him because he's either a liability or whatever for funding. And my second idea is, if we can't get him out without causing a huge scene, we can just let him run through it, and hopefully it'll be quick enough where we can get him out the same day or the next day, and we'll just forge paperwork and rush him out before they have any chance to actually check and release him.
Fair enough. But, why are they running the MRI? What can come... Like, what can they find with an MRI? Can I actually make a roll and see what they might be looking for?
Well, He did that... jump out of a second story window.
Would that be...
And he is also...
Anatomy? Yep, anatomy first aid.
That would also be... this is a very Noric... This is a very Noric situation, so they probably don't, you know... They don't know him like we do.
13.9.
You're thinking... One moment. So you're really thinking on it. It's just, MRI is mental. There's a few different basic ideas. It has to be mental. That's the first thing. That's the case of what MRI is for. Second, you're trying to adapt it to what you know Nork to be.
I mean, all the fall stuff he writes down.
And you're not 100% sure. Maybe a depression, something like that, but that doesn't seem quite right. Nothing really feels to be landing quite right on the mark that you're thinking on right now.
Alright, the thing I'm concerned about...
I'm going to push us back to the hospital, so we're walking...
Yeah, we'll kind of walk back into the waiting room.
Because
the one thing...
any sort of, like, paper trail kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm going to be talking quieter and quieter as we get closer and closer to the hospital, because I want nobody to hear this. But if they... Like, they would run him through an x-ray if something was lodged in his eye or something. They're looking for something... going on with Noric. I mean, I think we both know he's a little strange, and I think the hospital may have picked up on that. And if something calls his sanity into question, then it might not be as simple as having him discharge himself and dealing with it tomorrow, or anything that we're expecting.
Well, that would make sense suddenly... when his sanity is put into question, they run him in an MRI.
Right. I mean, it could be used for depression... You know, anxiety, a million other things, but I feel like if they're dealing with a man who just got something jammed through his eye, most likely broke something. If they're running him through an MRI right now, it's probably serious. So I don't think we should go about this as, yeah, we're not, I don't think we're going to pull this off as civilians. Honestly, I think we should wait, see if the MRI is done, but They have him pegged for something, and I don't think they're just going to let him leave.
Either way, our plans would work in order. Like,
so are you guys inside or outside the building at this point?
I'm probably right outside the door as I'm saying this, because I'm not going to say it's inside. But
so gonna, like, I want you to quick roll me a... Let's make this simple. The payphone... It rings.
I pick it up.
So you're walking back over. Grab this payphone off the hook. Hello.
Hello.
I'd recommend you're looking to get your friend out, right?
Is this Taylor or is this the same angry man?
You can't quite tell who this is. You're looking to get your friend out.
Yes,
wait till after
true.
The MRI.
Wait till after?
Wait till after the MRI. Go to his hospital room.
Go to his hospital room and just take him out? Or
no. You'll know what to do from there.
Okay.
We're here to help. We're here to help.
May I ask who?
And on that note, I think we're going to end this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
On a cliffhanger, too.
Thank you for listening to this Cricket Atmosphere production. New episodes every week on Friday. Again, our cast this evening has been Husky Wolf, Bad Rhino, Fisherman Murray, and me, the Administrator. We've been playing SCP, the tabletop role-playing game. Our music has been licensed from the public domain. We operate under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. Good night.